Transparency International Papua New Guinea says the government has to let the public know about its plans for a gold refinery and mint. The scheme in the pipeline for several years is understood to offer a Singaporean company with Australian principles sweeping controls over the gold produced in the country. Few details have been released, but it's understood the government would own a substantial slice of the company. Don Wiseman asked spokesperson for TIPNG, Peter Aitsi, whether the government's not being transparent in the dealings over its proposed National Gold Corporation Bill.
Yes, I think that's the general view from our community and parts of business as well, that this proposal seems to have had some political push and it's been less than transparent in terms of the details around the activity and also details around the individuals involved.
So what would TI's message be to the government?
I think the message is always consistent, and that is, if there is a public good or if there's a public benefit in this, then it should be an open process. There should be broader consultation with the various stakeholders that will be impacted by such a bill. And so clearly that type of consultation has been absent. So it draws suspicion in terms of the intentions and actions of the government, in particular those that are driving it. That being the Prime Minister and I think the Finance Minister.
Why do you think there is secrecy surrounding it?
Look, I think it's for those parties to answer, but clearly from a community point of view, it's not acceptable. I mean, if there is a public good, then demonstrate it through an open public process and robust debate, because what they're asking for here is essentially the state to take 50% of this corporation, and that requires public monies to be used. So, we as taxpayers are clearly have the right to ask the question, is this the best use of taxpayers' money while our health system is being, challenged? The public infrastructure that we have access to continues to deteriorate, and our education system is breaking at the seams because of poor classrooms and lack of teachers and growing numbers of kids going to school. So, I think this is why, there's growing concern and anger over this particular proposal.